USA Radio News with John DeMester.
They continue to support me financially and in every other way.
That is Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson on Fox News saying he hasn't ended his campaign because of his followers on social media. It is Super Tuesday, and nearly half the delegates needed for the Republican and Democratic nominations up for grabs. More than 1,000 Democratic delegates are in play. Close to 600 Republican delegates will be awarded. Google search trends expert Nina Taylor says most folks have been looking up one particular candidate ahead of the big day.
The most searched Republican in every Super Tuesday state on the Republican side is Donald Trump.
Trump telling ABC's Good Morning America he's feeling confident heading into Super Tuesday. Apple and the FBI bring their fight over searches and security to Capitol Hill today. FBI Director James Comey and Apple's chief attorney expected to testify at a House Judiciary Committee hearing, the hearing focusing on software encryption. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Continuing election coverage now on this Super Tuesday, a national poll releases its results just as Super Tuesday arrives.
CNN just came out with a poll. Just came out.
And that Republican with a new high in that GOP poll.
Trump, 49%.
And at a rally in Georgia on the eve of Super Tuesday, Donald Trump goes on to say,
little lightweight Marco Rubio, 16%.
Followed by Ted Cruz with 15% and Ben Carson with 10%. Trump still encouraging everyone to get out and vote for him on Super Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sportscaster Erin Andrews back on the witness stand today. She was shocked and humiliated after finding out that a stalker had posted a nude video of her on the internet. She's suing the Marriott Nashville at Vanderbilt University, blaming former employees for giving her room number to Michael Barrett and putting him in the next room. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Focusing on the war on terror now, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. coalition is making progress against ISIS.
Because of our strategy and our determination to accelerate our campaign, momentum is now on our side and not on ISIL's.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Our partners on the ground in Iraq have retaken Ramadi and are making gains in Anbar, while at the same time we're making operationally significant strides in our campaign to dismantle ISIL in Syria.
In a Pentagon briefing, Carter said U.S.-backed forces have pushed ISIS out of the Syrian town of Shahadi. Shahadi was a key strategic location for ISIS forces. Carter remarked that the U.S.-led coalition is also going after ISIS with cyber attacks, though he would not elaborate. I'm Melody Burkett.
An Alaska Airlines jetliner being inspected after a lightning strike. Flight 69 en route to Alaska from Seattle on Sunday. The Boeing 737 was hit by lightning about 20 minutes after taking off. The pilots followed company rules and returned back to Seattle. No one was injured, and the passengers continue their journey on another plane. Well, the latest models and newest technology in the auto industry being revealed at this year's Denver Auto Show at the Colorado Convention Center. Colorado Automobile Dealers Association CEO Tim Jackson saying car enthusiasts can check out hundreds of cars ranging from classic American muscle cars to the latest in alternative and hybrid fuel technology. The Denver Auto Show running from March 16th through the 20th. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hunter and Chamber Radio. Today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey, it is currently 45 degrees under fair skies. Today will be a sunny day, high near 50. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorm after 3 a.m., low of 38. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m., then partly sunny, temperature falling to around 40 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 21. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 38. Thursday night, chance of snow, low of 24. Friday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 38. Friday night, partly cloudy, low of 23. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. Saturday night, chance of freezing rain after 1 a.m. Sunday, partly cloudy, high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low of 27. And Monday, partly sunny, high near 50. You are listening to Some Things About Money. This is Jeannie Aversa, financial advisor at Patton Hydeen Associates. And with me is Joe Patton. How are you today, Joe?
I am stuffed still. After last night, we had the soup cook-off over at Central. Mick Schweibel put together the committee that did just a fabulous job. We had about 500 people show up, and I guess we raised somewhere over $7,300 for the five food banks in Hunterdon County. So it was a good night had by all, capped off by the People's Choice Award that went to the students of Polytech. They just kicked posterior with their soup. They must have won by at least, let's say, by about 40%. So, and no one was stuffing the can there with the chips. I was listening to a lot of the comments that were coming from the attendees who were just raving about their efforts. So hats off to the Polytech students for doing a fabulous job.
Excellent. It was delicious.
It was really delicious.
So I'm happy for the kids.
And we had a good time there. Jeannie, I know you and Joe were there. Thank you for your help and helping me count the chips to come up with the winner. I want to also give a shout out and a thank you to Jersey Talk Media, Richard Gerstner, Bruce Pearson and the group. They were there doing a video broadcast of the entire event. Once again, thank you for helping do that, and I'm sure Rotary will have an opportunity to get a copy of that so they could put that on their website so different organizations could see how it was run and maybe generate a little bit more buzz for next year's event. So that'll be good. Under the Save the Date, we have a couple of things going on that I want to mention. First is something that we're going to participate in, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce that it will be a sponsor for the upcoming the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, Hunterdon County St. Patrick's Day Parade. And that's going to take place on Sunday, March 13th at 3 p.m. in downtown Clinton. Now, the parade will highlight Irish-American culture and includes lots of music, dance, and some fascinating attractions. Probably all of those people walking around in those sweaters and green hats. That's always fun. There's going to be a pipe and drum band. That's going to be the highlight, along with world-class Irish dancers, fiddlers, singers, dogs, and much more. And the parade, well, that's going to be followed by a celebration at the Clinton Firehouse with Irish-American food and drink. Mm. And to learn more about the events, just visit www.fsshunterdon.com or just go to the Facebook site and find the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick for more information. That'll be a good thing. The other thing that's coming up in April, that will be the Women's Leadership Summit for 2016, so save that date. It's on April 19th at the Ryland Inn in White House Station. So those are a couple of things that are going on, sponsored by the Chamber here in Hunterdon County. I think what we're going to start with here on the show today is what's going on in the markets. And right now, we want to take a look at what's been happening in the markets. And quite frankly, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is having a great day. It's very green, up 188 points or 1.15%. The S&P is up almost 25 or 1.29%. The NASDAQ up over 72.5 points, 1.60%. In Europe, FTSE's doing well. They're up 0.7%. The DAX is up 1.96%. And the CAC 40 up 0.93%. Oil had been green earlier today, but it has slipped into the red. Oil currently down 16 cents a barrel at $33.59. Gold prices continue to move higher. As we look at gold up a dime or $12.34.50 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury, the yield is up to 1.811%. So that is a bit of an upgrade. Let's see. Jeannie, what is today?
First day of March.
Yes, it is. And it's also Super Tuesday. And usually it's the start of the best time of the year for equity markets. So no doubt Mr. Market has been following through on that historical trend, which is why
we're green
today. Well, I would like to think so, but there's no scientific facts that we could actually research and tell you about. What we can't tell you about is the ISM Manufacturing Index number. That came out this morning. And the index hit 49.5 in February. Construction spending, that was up 1.5% in January. Now, U.S. construction spending surged in January to the highest level since 2007. In the latest indication that the economy was regaining momentum after slowing in the fourth quarter. Construction spending did increase 1.5% to $1.14 trillion, and that's the highest level since October of 2007, as both private and public outlays rose, according to the Commerce Department. And that followed an upwardly revised 0.6% increase in December, previously reported as a 0.1% gain. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast construction spending rising 0.4% in January. Construction outlays were up 10.4% from a year ago. Now, the report adds to upbeat data on consumer spending, the labor market, industrial production, and durable goods orders, and suggesting that economic growth picked up at the start of the first quarter after slowing to a 1% annual rate in the final 3 months of 2015. The first quarter gross domestic product growth estimates are currently as high as a 2.7% pace, but the strong construction spending report could prompt economists to raise their forecast. In January, construction spending was buoyed by a 0.5% rise in private residential construction projects to the highest level since November of 2007. Outlays on private non-residential structures, which include factories and offices, rose 1%. Spending on private residential construction was unchanged in January. Public construction outlays jumped 4.5% to their highest level since September of 2010. Spending on state and local government construction projects, the largest portion of the public sector segment, shot up 4.4%. Federal government construction spending advanced 5.8%. In a separate report, the U.S. economy's manufacturing sector contracted in February, but at a slower pace than the previous month, and that was according to the industry report released today. The Institute for Supply Management said its index of national factory activity rose to 49.5 from 48.2 the month before. The reading was above expectations of the 48.5 number from a Reuters poll of 88 economists. A reading above 50 indicates expansion for the manufacturing sector, and a reading below 50 would indicate contraction. The employment data rose to 48.5 from 45.9 a month earlier. Expectations called for a reading of 46.4. New orders stayed level at 51.5. The prices paid index rose to 38.5 to 33.5 compared to expectations of 34.5. So, Jeannie, all in all, reports came out above expectations, leading to expectations of an expanding recovery for the U.S. economy.
Wouldn't that
so
be awesome?
That is good news, which is, I guess, one of the reasons why the markets are up as high as they are today.
Right. Yep.
So, let's see. Let's see. This is New Jersey, so we don't have a primary today. So I guess we're just going to have to go out, enjoy the weather, and shop Hunterdon County until
there
we drop.
Go. There you go.
But I know Donald was out there talking about little Marco and how he's so far behind Donald in the latest CNN poll. I'll tell you, you talk about a classless primary. But things are the way they are. I mean, of course, you heard Donald's remark about how he loves uneducated people, and he's just getting away with whatever he wants to say, and you have a segment of the population that just eats this stuff up. And quite frankly, I can understand the upset that's been out there. We've been talking about it for some time now. But folks, you know, let's kind of get it together and remember that if you were to own a business and you had a job available and you were taking resumes, wouldn't you kind of want to take a look at someone who has the experience that would fit the job? And I understand that Donald is, you know, a billionaire and he has this experience in generating wealth for himself and his family. And that's all well and good, but I don't understand how that necessarily translates over to qualifications to have the job as president of the United States, especially when I would think temperament has a lot to do with keeping us safe. Because after all, the primary job of the president is to protect the people of the country and the country itself. Yeah. And the Donald, looking at his background, as good as it sounds as far as getting rid of political correctness and, you know, the old boy network in Washington and all of that, you know, focusing on a populist theme hardly excuses you from not having the resume needed to do the job. So, you know, I'm hoping that people will start taking a harder look at the candidates and hopefully determine the best people out there based upon the fact that they've actually done similar jobs in the past that would give you a track record to judge as to whether or not they would be good presidents of the United States. And I'm not sure that he has that. I know that looking at our senators, they don't appear to have it either, given that they're first-term senators. Mm-hmm. On the Republican side, there's probably only one person left in the race that could actually do the job, because he has done the job in many different ways. But, you know, you're not looking at them. And quite I just don't understand why that's the case. Are we more concerned with the Flash and the reality TV star? Or are we looking for somebody to be president? Eh, we'll see. So, Jeannie, let's take our first break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about what's going on for the Ides of March and in Asia, and then we'll jump over to all of the stuff you're just so anxious to talk about.
So anxious. Okay, sounds good.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we're back. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in the Gebhardt & Kiefer Law Office Building in Annandale, New Jersey. And with me is Jeannie Aversa, our retirement specialist in the office. And if you would like to have a conversation, have a different set of eyes, take a look at what you're currently doing as to whether or not you are on track, we would be more than happy to do it. Just give us a call at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Ides of March. Well, not quite yet, but they're getting closer. You know, Jeannie, a few key developments over the next few weeks could prove to be important factors in shaping the direction of the markets near term. Now, of course, Super Tuesday is today, and let's see, it's turning up the heat on the U.S. presidential primary races, with 12 states holding caucuses or primaries. 26 more states will hold primaries or caucuses during the month of March. Now, results could weed the candidate pools down to the, well, say, final Republican and Democratic candidates who will be responsible for trying to win the White House in November for their respective parties. However, more immediate market factors that include U.S. manufacturing and services data this week, as well as non-farm payroll data on Friday, could prove to have some influence there. In the U.S., manufacturing has been a clear weak spot, while the services side of the economy showed evidence of slowing in January. However, employment is one consistent bright spot in an otherwise sea of mixed U.S. economic data recently. Additionally, inflation in Europe has been frail, while confidence levels have recently wilted. Although additional PMI data for manufacturing and services across the Eurozone this week is expected to remain in expansionary mode, growth momentum is clearly waning. In our view, these data points are important to remember as the Federal Reserve's FOMC and European Central Bank hold policy meetings this month. Now, the ECB will give its policy announcement on March 10th, while the FOMC will deliver its statement on March 16th, although investors expect only an 8% chance the Fed will raise rates in March. They are expecting more stimulus out of the ECB. Now, ECB officials have been attempting to walk back expectations over recent weeks, but investors clearly are anticipating that ECB President Mario Draghi will deliver actionable stimulus rather than just lip service. Though equity markets continue to be volatile, and at the same time, they are holding within normal levels. With earnings in the rearview mirror for the time being, investors should expect these high-level macro items to carry more weight in moving the market's direction. For the near term, of course, continuing developments in oil prices and China could remain top-of-mind issues for investors as well. Interestingly, machinations in both oil and China have impacted stock prices less over recent days. We will see if that will continue. Now, overnight, equities moved higher on a stronger yuan in the Asia-Pacific as investors digested the surprise RRR cut announcements during the previous session. Markets seemed to ignore the weaker February manufacturing PMI number out of China, which was 49.0, which demonstrated further contraction from January's reading of 49.9. On the services side, China, their official PMI reading came in at 52.7, still indicating expansion, but is weaker than January's reading of 53.5. Separately, and helping to lift animal spirits across the region, was speculation that Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe may be open to a fiscal stimulus package, which could possibly suppress the domestic movement to prioritize fiscal austerity. Final February manufacturing PMI in Japan came in at 50.1 and barely demonstrated expansion. During the session, Chinese equities were higher by 1.5% to 2%, while Japanese and Australian equities advanced less than 1%. So, that's the market update. So, Jeannie, where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
Are things crazy or what?
They are. They are. Although I would think people are a little bit calmed down about the fact the markets are going up.
Yes. Higher markets must fix everything, don't they?
They do. Absolutely.
But then again, the 535 billionaires that are being pursued by Bernie must be feeling the heat these days because, after all, everything bad in the country is their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Do they, by the way, create any jobs?
I think so.
They pay any taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot, huh?
A lot.
Yeah. And the last time I looked, at least half of them or more were Democrats, weren't they? Okay. Just checking because maybe I'm missing something in Bernie's speeches.
So would you say Bernie for president?
Once again, another demonstration of the American population not paying attention to actual facts.
Can we throw you in now, Joe Patton for president? Is it too late?
No, I do have a history. Now everybody's going to go Google Joe Patton to try to find out.
I think everybody's going to do it right.
Actually, I have a very good history, and I would make a fabulous president because I deeply care about people, and I don't lie to them, which is sort of unique in the politics of the day.
That may never work.
Yeah. So I actually, there isn't that much to look for that would be negative, so there's no reason to lie, I guess.
There you go.
Name calling? Yeah. Hey, come on. I'm an old guy with small hands, so what am I going to do? I'd never be able to stand on the stage with the Donald because he would just tear me apart, ridiculing me for nothing that would have anything to do with my qualifications.
Right.
It would probably have to do with his insecurity, but then again, that's just my observation.
That's a scary thought, being
really
on a stage with Donald.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never compete with that spray tan. Just not going to happen. I couldn't do it. And, forget, I mean, that. I wonder what he pays for that comb over. Just imagine the amount of money that person makes. And if every hair isn't properly in place, do you think, they get fired?
He can afford it, though.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, it's just me.
We need more of a choice here. But it's done, right?
I would like to have any choice at this point of people who are actually qualified, but that's just me. Okay. Over the years, I have a little bit of experience in interviewing and hiring people for a major corporation. So, but then again, what do I know? I'm sure that experience is worthless in the populist mentality that we have being demonstrated in this year's election. So we don't need experience. We just need somebody out there telling us how they're going to make America great again. I happen to think America's pretty great right now, and certainly needs to be tweaked, but I don't know. I sort of resent somebody walking around yelling and screaming, trying to demean the United States of America just to get the job. Not quite my vision of an aspiring, uplifting thing that America needs right now.
We live in the best country in the world. We're lucky.
Well, these are some of the politicians, not so much.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the Democratic side, people are just being abused by those rich folks, or, you know, because of the color of your skin somehow, that you're not getting a fair shake and the entire system is against you, or we can't vote for this guy because he's a lightweight with small hands, or the other guy is a liar, or I'm not quite sure what the qualifications for president are these days, but they're certainly not being demonstrated in the media, are they? But anyway.
Do we want to take our break for
take a break, and then I'm going to turn the rest of the show over to you.
No.
I'm just getting
you're just
depressed
kidding.
Just thinking about all this right now.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I think it's really unfortunate. I just think it breaks down all of us with the rhetoric that's going on.
It's Super Tuesday, and nearly half the delegates needed for the Republican and Democratic nominations up for grabs. Outside an Alexandria, Virginia polling place, voters telling Fox News the presidential campaign's become brutal.
I can't imagine an election that has been more coarse and crass, that, or at least a primary that has been worse. But I just care that people be civil to each other and that we respect each other's rights.
School is canceled today in Ohio's Madison local schools to allow the community to recover from that shooting rampage yesterday. Butler County Sheriff's deputies saying 14-year-old James Hancock shot two classmates in the cafeteria of Madison Junior Senior High School. And the ratings for the Oscars at their lowest point in 8 years, just over 34 million people tuning in. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Okay, and today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey. It is currently 45 degrees with fair skies. Today will be a sunny day, high near 50. Tonight, showers are likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 a.m., the low tonight will be, I'm not seeing a number here.
Low?
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking at the wind. Oh, 38. Yes, 38 degrees. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m., partly sunny. Temperatures around 40. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 21. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 38. Thursday night, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low of 24. Friday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 38. Friday night, low of 23. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 40. Saturday night, chance of freezing rain after 1 a.m., low of 27. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low of 27. And Monday, partly sunny, high near 50. So we have some cold night temperatures.
Can't
be careful.
Wait.
So if you're out after 1 a.m., Joe, be careful. There might be freezing rain.
I'll slip on the ice.
When you're leaving the bar at 1 a.m., be careful.
Actually, the restaurant in my development, they usually close. Tonight would be 8 o'clock. On the weekends, maybe 9, 10.
Is that like an old person's restaurant?
Yeah, it's old people that come up there. These old, rich people who all congregate behind the barbed wire trying to keep the masses away for fear of their lives. Because, after all, they're the people who are paying the taxes. And You know, it didn't end well for the Golden Goose. I don't think it would end well for rich people up there. So we have to protect ourselves from that happening. So.
You do.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
And you'll be safely at home by 1 a.m.
Hope so. But the ISM number really did create a nice move in the market, with the Dow being up 223 points right now. The S&P is up 29. The NASDAQ's up 83. So we like that a lot. Absolutely a lot. That's some of the good stuff. But, you know, there are people out there not only making mistakes in this whole nomination process for president, there are a lot of people making mistakes with their investments and their retirement. And that's something that you are going to talk about a little bit.
Yes. Yes, we are. So one thing I want to talk about is, could your 401k account possibly be too big? Too much of a good thing.
Can no, you see, the Donald would look at that as a positive thing.
Positive?
Yes, too
okay.
big. Yes. He
too big?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's all good to see your balance growing in your 401k, but it is not a great tax situation for you when you want to withdraw the money. It's beautiful when it's growing.
And the larger it is, the worse the tax situation.
Yes, yes. So again, you can't touch your 401k till you're 59 and a half without the 10% penalty. And I think a lot of people look at the balance of their 401k and think about the whole amount. Like, this is how much I have to use in my retirement.
Not at all.
Not at all, no. So that money was, it's pre-tax money that went in. It grew without any, you didn't pay on earnings either. So yeah. It's nice to watch it grow while it's accumulating, but keep in mind that's not all yours. The government will get their share.
And the more you have coming in income, the less of that share you get.
Right, right.
Because
exactly.
That means your tax rate's going to be higher.
Yep.
And you know, every time you look at your monthly statement online at your job, when you see that bottom line number as far as total value, look at it this way. For a safe rule of thumb, you may want to just think that, well, subtract a third from it. Because if you were to cash it out, that's about how much you'd be giving to the government, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, right. So there you go. So two-thirds of it is yours.
Yeah.
And here, you know, it says the for those that are already in retirement, too much saved in a traditional 401k can throw you into an unwanted higher tax bracket after age 70 and a half, when the government requires you to start taking money out and counts it as taxable income. So then you're into that required minimum distribution time, the 70 and a half. And,
if you happen to have one of those great retirement jobs that you're going to talk about maybe a little bit later.
Yes, that's right.
You may actually be in a higher tax bracket.
Right, right. So then here you are, in theoretically in retirement, working potentially a part-time job, having some required minimum distributions to take, or taking money out to live off of to supplement. So maybe it's your part-time job plus, you know,
yeah,
Social Security.
Being purely selfish in this conversation, because as you know, Michelle has absolutely no intention of ever letting me retire.
No, that's never happening to you.
So this is probably going to be me.
Yes, right, exactly. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So now you're prepared. So you are mentally prepared for how much you're going to pay in taxes.
Well, assuming that I'll have my mental faculty.
And as always, you are happy to support the government, right?
No, I can't even imagine something I'd rather do.
There you go. Exactly. Yes.
Thank goodness I don't have any children, because they would be very angry at me.
All right, so let's
over
just
my
say
desire to give it to
you
the
have
government.
So much money and you don't have children.
Okay.
So you want to find places to give it away.
Yes.
So
why
one
hand out?
One way to mitigate the effects of a too large of a 401k is to use qualified charitable distribution.
Hmm.
So you can donate as much as $100,000 of a required minimum distribution to charity. How about that? There you go.
I think that's but that's not the government. So
right. So that can save you in tax money. And you can choose the charity of your choosing that you want to support.
Do I get a deduction if I give it to the government?
To the government? No.
No? Okay.
They just get it.
But I would get one if I...
To the charity.
I would have to pay taxes if I gave it to the charity. But I would have to pay taxes if I give it to the government, because they would tax me on top of the tax that I'm giving to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
No.
We should just all give it to the charity then.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, if that's the direction you want to go.
For let the charity take money out of their donation that they're receiving, and then they can give it to the government if they choose to support the government. Because, after all, the government does so much for charity.
Mm. Well, it is a possibility for you. I mean, I think if you had children, you would for sure want to make sure.
I'm confusing charity with entitlements. I'm sorry.
Yes, charity. I mean, it's a good thing to give money to charities, especially if you have the wealth. Like, what? Well, I shouldn't say that. I try to be politically correct. Like, why would you want the government to get money that a charity could take advantage of? And if it helps you tax-wise and it helps them.
Because I'm evil. I should get no benefits. I'm one of those people.
So start picking the charity of your choice. I think you should think about that.
Okay. Yeah. I will. I promise.
Yeah. Not that you're anywhere close to 70 and a half.
Yeah. I think the food bank should be good.
Yeah. There's always people that need food.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
So did all that money last night go to the food pantries?
Yeah, to the five food pantries in Hunterdon County.
Are they like split equally between the five food pantries or however they decide by volume?
I'm sure somebody will complain about the percentages of, you know, whether they're equal or not. I don't know.
Yeah, but then, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, yeah, just again, I try to say that to people all the time because they really, really don't realize that whole 401k is not all theirs to keep.
Nope, not at all.
And that kind of stinks when you get taxed on it, you know, income tax time, if you didn't expect it, you know? So, there are other avenues. If you, instead of putting, say, more money into your 401k, you could put it into a Roth IRA that you're paying taxes on now. And that will come out tax-free.
Yeah, but in order to qualify for the Roth IRA, you can't be one of them.
That's true. Most of people
them,
anyway.
You make too much money to qualify.
Well, let's just say the normal human could possibly.
Okay. The normal non-federal tax-paying human could definitely put money in a Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
They qualify.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
And that's well, I don't know if I say free money, but non-taxed money. Then at least whatever you have in there with the growth, if you've had it there for 5 years,
it's yours
to keep. I
can hear people now. He's talking federal, but he's not talking about the fact that they pay some state and they pay property tax and they pay sale tax. Yes, I'm talking federal.
Yeah.
Just federal.
Right, right.
Yep. I get the rest of them. I'm accused of being a bright man. I get that.
Hmm. So. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So
I'm angry over Super Tuesday. You can tell.
You are angry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You got to relax.
I am relaxed.
Take a chill pill.
Not one chill pill in any of those bottles I got from ShopRite Pharmacy today.
Chill pills are good. Happy
Speaking
pills are
ShopRite
good.
ShopRite Pharmacy, I mean, they do a fabulous job for charitable events here in the county. So if you're listening and you weren't aware of that, they're one of the primary sponsors for most of the major programs that you see advertised all over the place. So please use them in your way of thanking them for all the good they do here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a discussion at the table I sat at the soup cook-off last night was the fact that ShopRite was the big sponsor on the back of the brochures
that we received. Yes, they were.
And it's noted. People notice those things. They like having a store, you know, contribute. And you're right. Every, like, major event, pay attention. You'll see their logo or you'll see their booth there or...
Yeah, you really want to pay attention to who's trying to make a difference in your community.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank them by giving them your patronage because... You know, they deserve at least that for all of the efforts that they make for the benefit of others.
Right.
You know, and we all benefit from those types of actions in the way we enjoy living in our county and, you know, just increasing, you know, the welfare, the support, the health of the residents here, people who are truly in need. And ShopRite steps up time and time again.
They do. Yep. So.
I apologize for my interruption. I digress.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm being very soft-spoken right now.
You are.
You notice that?
I am. Mm. That was a deep breath you took, relaxation.
Yes.
It's going to be okay. The markets are up.
Yes, I'm visualizing a nice glass of Malbec right now.
Okay, there you go. Are you on the beach in the Florida Keys?
Yes, with screaming
with your Hawaiian
children,
shirt
kicking
on?
Sand,
no.
Speaking many languages that I do not understand.
No, you're in that calm, happy place.
The little sand flies that beat you because the wind's not coming from the right direction. And,
What's going on with that happy place? I'm seeing, like, a palm tree,
blasting
a nice
radio in the background.
Hammock.
Yeah, well,
Waves, lapping waves.
Yes.
Beautiful
umbrella
sun.
Drinks. I don't want umbrella drinks. Bottled water. That'd be better.
Malbec,
yes.
Yeah, quiet beach. Chase. Soothing music. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the soothing part of this exercise.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
So should we take our last commercial break and then we'll talk more.
You talk more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back. Something's about money. Thank you for listening in. This is our laid-back, version of Super Tuesday, Some Things About Money, where we try to be somewhat facetious, ironical, and generally disheartened about the condition of our current election. But there it is. So, Jeannie, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
About retirement.
About retirement. All right. Well, actually, I also wanted to talk about potential part-time jobs that retirees can have.
I need to hear this.
You do want to hear that?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
All right, so we'll go there. Okay, so whether it's to boost your income or when you stop working and realize there's a lot of hours in the day and you really didn't find a way to fill them.
Three and a half for golf. And then what do you do?
Yeah, then what do you do? Exactly. So, I mean, there is a fulfillment to your job. You feel successful. You feel like you've accomplished something. You've helped somebody. You've been useful in some way. And then suddenly it's like playtime, which is fun for a time. It's kind of like taking a vacation. But then after, you know, months and months of like playing golf and having all this free time, perhaps you're just wanting to do something with yourself.
I'm tired of the grandkids. I want adult conversation.
Yeah, that could be true. Or you don't want to babysit all the time. You got the grandkids and the kids keep bringing those kids because you're home. Oh, God, I got to get a job. Got to get out of this house. Got to have an excuse why I can't babysit.
Yes.
There you go. And you can earn a couple extra dollars, which doesn't hurt because then as you're going out and spending your money, you feel less guilty about depleting your retirement account by making that extra money.
But okay. There are the things that you want to pay attention to about earning that extra money, especially if you took Social Security early, and now you're out there earning wage income on top of it.
Yes, that's a problem, right?
And you may want to talk to somebody about that before you make that choice.
Exactly. But let's just say your full retirement age, which currently would be 66, and you've retired, stopped working, and realized you really want to get back into the workforce in some way, but not quite back to your full-time job that you had. And we've talked about this before. Consulting companies. You have a wealth of knowledge, or you could have a wealth of knowledge, and you could work on a project basis. So utilizing your you know, your knowledge that you have in a company, many organizations will fill their need instead of trying to hire people because they fear, like, hiring somebody permanently. Once the project's over, they don't want to lay off and downsize. They may be looking for somebody who's retired that has that experience and knowledge to come in on, like I said, a consulting basis or a project basis. And in that field, you could potentially make good money, because that's the other thing we talked about, is if you expect to make good money in retirement, having the flexible job, you pick your hours and you want to get good money but not have the commitment, chances are you're talking about a lower paying job than you've had. But consulting, you could actually make some decent money with consulting. And again, if you're already a full retirement age, you're already 65, you're collecting Medicare, you don't have to worry about the health benefits, all you need is just money, and you can make more money with consulting. Another idea is before deciding to absolutely leave, perhaps there's a possibility within your job to ask to have decreased hours. That way you kept your foot in the door. You have your, again, expertise and knowledge and experience, but you can kind of phase out and transition into retirement. So that's certainly a possibility.
Yes, sir.
If your employer is willing to do that. Volunteering. So here's a way, like, again, you're financially set, you really don't need to make money. Volunteering is more flexible because, again, you're not getting paid, so you don't feel that. That's probably what happens, is you want to retire, you want to get out of the grind of being forced to work certain days, certain hours by an employer. Volunteering, it's your time. You're not getting paid, so you can choose where and when and how often, and people do find satisfaction. And again, that whole self-worth and making a difference and being there. So that's certainly something that a lot of people say, you know, as they age, they like, I really would like to volunteer when I'm at that point of not working full time. Government agencies, they also have seasonal and part-time work available. So there's usajobs.gov, where you can look to see if there's any state, county, or city government jobs to take in retirement. Retailers. So as we know, holidays are a big deal for retail stores, and they need seasonal workers, but they don't need those same employees 12 months out of the year. So from the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all the way through to returns in January, especially that time. Just saying, if you just wanted to have that short-term temporary job and go into a store and work, you could probably work as many hours as you want because they need it. Again, and that's not the commitment. You know, you don't have to worry about them wanting you all year. You're just a seasonal worker. It also says sports teams hire workers seasonally or part-time. So I didn't think about that, but then...
Be a ticket collector at the gate?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, right? They also have seasonal, you know. I'm thinking about, like, Somerset Patriots.
Yell at people,
you know?
Like, you can't bring that bottle of water in here?
Yes. Yeah. You'd like that.
Sure.
You'd like that, yes.
Yell at people.
Mm-hmm.
You have too much money in your 401k. No.
So many older workers excel at customer service because they mellow with age, Joe. They get really calm and mellow, and then they tend to be really good at service. So there is flexjobs.com that could give ideas for a part-time or telecommuting position. Sometimes you can work from home or answer a phone at home. Again, gives you that flexibility. Another idea is that find something that you're good at and try to find a way to make money at it. So again, people have hobbies, you know. So say, you know, you like to draw and you have all these pictures that you've framed that you've never sold before. That artistic.
I think you need to qualify that by legal activities.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That would
all
be
right.
Much better.
Okay.
Safer.
There
yeah.
You go. But that's kind of cool. If you had that hobby that you've been working at all these years but never made money from it, suddenly maybe you can. If you're good. Again, not everybody is, but that could be an avenue of something that you could possibly sell. I'm just saying sell your handiwork or whatever it is that you do.
I'm good at doing laundry.
You're good at what?
Laundry.
Laundry?
I do a lot of laundry.
Okay.
I hate having it lay around.
Okay. Are you good at folding?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Many hangers, too.
Huh. Interesting. There you go. We'll have to find something, Joe. All right, class instructors. So again, using that knowledge that you have, that knowledge base, and perhaps you can get in front of a class, you know, whether it's like your local Hunter and County, you know, ESC, you know, like getting in front of whoever, or potentially even at a college, you know. You could maybe be a part-time instructor, adjunct instructor, you know, talking about financing and investing and whatever your knowledge is.
I'm not sure that I'm in the right section of the other party for that. They may not find that I'm politically acceptable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that might be. Yep.
And I would be teaching students about responsibility and discipline and, you know, things of that nature.
Well, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That doesn't work. But anyway, so I hope maybe something has inspired somebody to just think about there are things you can do. You don't have to just sit at home watching soap operas and eating bonbons and getting heavy and lazy and depressed, and you know, there's things to do. There's ideas out there, you know.
You can watch the markets.
You can watch the markets. There you go.
You can be dealing with your own retirement money, being a day trader. That mm-hmm. would be safe.
Oh boy. Oh boy. No, that would be bad. That would be really, really bad. Never ever do that.
No.
Don't try this at home.
What is the average tuition of a novice day trader? Is a loss of somewhere in excess of $100,000 before they start to figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. If you haven't done this before, you know, we're going to take your laptop away if you even think of attempting to do this.
Wow. That's crazy. I know. People have talked about, like, play money. Like, they pick a certain dollar amount that they want to play in the markets, you
know?
Well,
it's like casino. You know, you go to Atlantic City, there's no clocks, and, you know, it's designed to keep you at the tables gambling or in front of a slot
mm-hmm.
machine. And, you know, the market could be that way as well.
It could be, right? Because you always think
really
you're going to get the money back.
And all of a sudden, you find one thing that you might be good at, and you fool yourself into believing that that's the only thing you really need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the market jumps up and takes a large bite out of your posterior.
Right.
Because you need to know a lot more.
Right, right.
And that's one of the things that, you know, good, sound financial advisors have to deal with all the time. You get people who hear something on CNBC or they read a blog or whatever, and all of a sudden they think they're an expert, and they just don't get it.
Right.
So
that is a scary thing.
But before we leave, we need to take one more look at what's going on. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up to almost 250 points, 249.28. The S&P 500 is at up 33.15, about 1.74%. The NASDAQ is up over 94 points, over 2%. So that is pretty good. Europe ended up over 1.25%. Individually, the FTSE was up 9/10, the DAX was up 2.34%, the CAC 40 was up 1.22%. Oil went back into the green, up 54 cents a barrel to $34.29 a barrel, and gold went negative, down $1.40 an ounce to $12.33, and the 10-year Treasury, fairly stable at 1.8197%. So, I want to thank everybody for putting up with this somewhat depressing interlude, taking into account, acknowledging that it's Super Tuesday, and watching all of this going on during, whether it be a debate or interviews or news conferences or anything else. And I'm just hoping that people redevelop a sound mind and think logically about the qualifications one wants in a president of the United States, not just someone of bluster or someone who is about themselves or someone who would love to have the job but doesn't have the resume for it. Let's pay attention to all of the candidates and break it down into the individual things that are necessary to do the job well for the benefit of all Americans in the United States of America. You know, we are not bad people. We are not people who are looking to take advantage of a system. We are not rich people who are looking to put poor people under our thumb. These are all things made up by the media and made up by people who are looking to take advantage of us. When are you going to realize this? Get back to your own minds. Think about the things that are required to do the job well, and those are the people that you want to provide support to. With all of that being said, notice I did not give you a candidate's name. I want you to figure it out for yourself, but I need to have you think. It's not only for the benefit of a party, it's for the benefit of a country. And you are the country. You are the United States of America. Your vote matters. And your financial well-being will be determined in large part by the decisions that are being made in this election. Do not waste your vote. With that, Joe Patton with Genie Versa. You've been listening to Some Things About Money. I want you to go out, enjoy the day. And if you're out shopping, remember, buy Hunterdon, buy often.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care.